Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Times are changing fast. Here are some things that have happened in just the past few weeks. Harvey Weinstein was forced out of his Hollywood production company after more than a dozen women accused him of sexual harassment. James Toback became Hollywood's most despised director after more than 300 women made similar complaints about him. Mark Halperin, the political commentator, dropped by NBC News after reports he had harassed at least five women. Scott Brown, former Massachusetts senator who's now ambassador to New Zealand, chastised by the State Department for making inappropriate remarks to women during a reception in Samoa. Former President George H.W. Bush, forced to apologize after three women said he groped them in 2013 and 14. I could go on, but you get the picture. After years of harassment and abuse at the hands of overbearing men, women are speaking up by the millions. That Me Too hashtag, under which women are telling stories of unwanted male advances, it had a million tweets in its first 24 hours, 12 million Facebook mentions. I was astonished to see lurid tales of abuse from friends, colleagues, and even a close family member. She complained to her HR director. Nothing happened. After decades of such inaction, we suddenly seem to have decided it's not okay for women to be the targets of lewd remarks and unwanted touching. Why the change? Social media has something to do with it, though this actually began with a story in the very old media New York Times about Harvey Weinstein. I suspect the change has been coming for a long time, like the civil rights movement or the fight to legalize gay marriage. That one seemed to come out of nowhere, but it had really been building for years. Our concern about the treatment of women is one that other countries have already dealt with. Here in France, where I spend part of the year, you can get 2 years in jail and a $34,000 fine for doing what Weinstein, Halperin, and the others are being accused of. In the U.S., our president recently revoked workplace protections against sexual harassment. He wants to make it harder for women to pursue rape complaints on campus. And he himself has boasted about sexually harassing women. More than two dozen of them have complained publicly. So let's keep up the pressure on him and on all men who don't know how to act like human beings. This is a battle that unites both sexes, and it's only just begun. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.